I rake a hand through my hair as I stare at the numbers mocking me from my screen. Columbus, another housing authority that's a fucking mess. Because this is what I need to deal with. I thought I'd be able to effect change from behind the assistant secretary's desk, maybe make the world a better place, or at least a more equitable one. That's what HUD is for, right? And public housing in particular? Evening out the playing field so people born into shit circumstances have half a chance of making good in this lifetime? God knows my family could have used the help when I was growing up. But all I seem to do is put out fires and get twisted up in red tape. Maybe I'll hand this one off to Cooper to deal with. She's more than capable. And if she's not, I find the bridge of my nose with pinched fingers and rub. The only light on in my office is the one on my desk, and the green hooded lamp isn't really enough to work by. The hands of the old-fashioned clock sitting underneath it tell me it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I should give it up for the day. Especially since my mind isn't focusing on the information in front of me. Nope. It's somewhere else entirely. It's been for months. Months of wondering what she meant. Months of wondering if I'd ever get to find out. Months of picking up the phone and getting halfway through dialing her number and then hanging up again. Because I can't call her. Can I? No. She thinks I'm an asshole, and she'd be right. But an asshole she was willing to fuck? No, wait, that doesn't sound right. Now I'm imagining fucking her in the ass. Fuck all, Slade, get your shit together. But if I'm not going to think about what it might be like to fuck her up the ass, I still can't help hearing her words echo in my head. Her standing there, all small and bossy and sexy as hell, hand on her canted hip, counting off her conditions on her fingers. And then she said it. Here's your etiquette lesson for the evening, Slade. There are people who are into that shit. Find them and mind fuck them, stupid. But don't you dare get your rocks off with people who don't know your M.O. Those are the words I haven't been able to get out of my head. Especially those 8 in the middle. There are people who are into that shit. I hadn't let myself get distracted at the time, because I'd been far more interested in getting inside her than having some kind of fucking fireside chat. But afterward, it had been all I could think about. I've turned those words over and over in my head, wondering if I heard her correctly. But it's not like she stuttered. All I've wanted to do since then is call her and ask, "What the hell were you talking about?" While she was giving her presentation on the state of the housing authority, on my flight back to D.C., when I'd gone back to the office the next day and every day since, I've wanted to know. India goddamn Burke and her troublemaking mouth. Her hot as hell, plump and parted glossed lips. And the sex had been awesome. The only thing that could have made it better was if I could have made her cry with my words instead of my fists. I'd done it once before in a ridiculously inappropriate setting. I'd insulted and embarrassed her in front of her colleagues, broke down her walls until tears had seeped out from behind that polished stone exterior. I'd said horrible and untrue things to her then. But when it was just the two of us, she'd made it clear saying those words would be unacceptable. So I hadn't. No one ever told me to stop before. But she did, so I had. In my head, I said all the things I was thinking, but it would have been better out loud. To see her in tears, watch the humiliation creep into her face in the form of a pink and then bright red blush, provoke tears that would slick down her cheeks so I could lick them right off her face, taste her gorgeous shame. And there goes my cock again, getting rock hard in my pants thinking about having India goddamn Burke. Crying again. On her knees or on her back again. Hitting her again. And hell, had that felt awesome. I wouldn't have done it. If she hadn't asked. But she'd begged, and I couldn't stop myself. Even though you're not supposed to hit girls. I may be a world-class asshole, but I'm not abusive. I learned that much from my father.